following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning. Welcome to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Thank you to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is April the 6th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be yours. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today is, doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances? So thank you to our sponsors of this episode today, Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman. They're real estate attorneys at Griffin Clift, Everton, and Mashmeyer Law Firm. For your home purchase or refinance, contact these two real estate attorneys, Rob Drawn, Shelley Rothman, at 901-752-1133. Well, we've got the expert roofer and home maintenance guy in the studio. It is Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. Like a good doctor, Ed Hill and his team can come out and inspect your roof to diagnose any problems your roof is having, and they'll show you how to fix it, or they can fix it, or show you how they'll fix it. And if you have roof damage, Ed's roof team is going to come out and assess what damage and kind of help you, guide you through how to file that insurance claim. The assessment is free. So, Ed Hill, most of our listeners already know who you are. Take a moment and introduce yourself to our new listeners and talk about some of the services you offer your clients, Ed.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be here today. Hey, everybody listening this morning. And by the way, let me say, if you don't want to go 100 miles close to a claim, we sell roofs too. So it doesn't matter to us. We just like doing roofs. But I'm Ed Hill with Masters Roofing Memphis. I've been in this industry about 15 years. I don't know everything, but I've learned a lot, and I work with a team of legends. So with our combined brain power, watch out, baby. We can come up with the correct answer. But I'd love to answer your questions about roofing. And today, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a chimney clinic. You know, why is your chimney leaking, or somebody you know, their chimney, why does it leak? So that's what we're going to aim at today.
Well, it's going to be a good show, Ed, with you on here telling us that. That was a good capture, because I don't even know what he's going to share, so we'll find out. Woo. But, you know, we're talking about, doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances. So here's a big question that people have asked forever. What is the secret to a long, healthy life?
The secret to a long, healthy life.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, Gene Calment was documented as the oldest known person to ever lived. She lived to be 122 years old. And they asked her, what was the secret to her long life? Do you know what she said, Ed?
What did she say, Joe? I can't wait.
She said, the secret to her long life was lots of olive oil, cigarettes, chocolate, and wine.
I don't think that's what they were looking for.
I don't think that's what they were looking for, but hey, you know, that's what she did. Most articles that we read, and I think it's a lot of it is true, of course, is a long life. If you're going to have a long life, you need to include these habits. Number one, eating raw vegetables and fruits and a well-balanced meal. Number two, this is hard to do, and get plenty of sleep. Number three, now you're doing...
Good die young, Joe.
Exercise regularly. Now, Ed, you have been doing that. I give you kudos for that. Number four, stay hydrated. Drink lots of water.
Yeah.
Number five, live a balanced life. Work hard, play hard, and spend time laughing with people you love. So I guess I do that all right. You do
that
okay?
Yeah, we're trying to help you live longer today, folks. Start laughing.
Yeah. Well, all right. But here are some healthy habits for your finances. As a mortgage loan originator, I've been at it for over 30 years. People say, Joe, why don't you do something else for a while? I'm like, because I love it. I love being on the front row with people. But I've learned a lot about a lot of things. And one of those is some common habits that I see people have who have built. They didn't start out really wealthy, but they built quite a bit of wealth and happiness over the course of time. Number one, they made a plan and they worked daily toward the vision of what happiness looked like to them.
Okay.
And it wasn't a straight line, Ed. It wasn't a straight linear line. It was kind of squiggly and had some uphills and some downhills over the years. I've known some of my clients and their families for, you know, over 20 years.
Right.
Number two, they spent less than they earned. So these people regularly spent less than they earned. They regularly invested a portion of their income in things like stocks and bonds, real estate, that generally went up in value and created a growing passive income for them. That's what they did. They concentrated early in life on building passive income for themselves. That means they don't have to work. It's making money for them while they sleep. Number three, not only did they invest in stocks and bonds and real estate and passive income, they invested in giving a regular, a lot of people gave a tithe to their church, or they had a certain charity that they donated money to there, and they invested quality time with their loved ones. And that, I mean, I can see these common denominators, these three common denominators working, and they did it consistently. But you may be thinking, well, it's too late for me, I'm too old. Well, a wise person said, the best time to plant a tree was 30 years ago. The second best time to plant a tree is right now. It's not too late to start building on your financial foundation. And I'd love to talk to you about it after the show on financing options. You can restructure your financing today. I've seen people get rid of 18-19% interest rate credit cards and moving them into a single digit fixed rate mortgage, and also people buying homes. So connect with me. You can email me at jo@jogarner.com. Connect with me at jogarner.com webpage, or call or text me 901-482-0354. And I would love to just sit down and hear your story, explore your options. But Ed Hill, you've got a lot of good wisdom when it comes to the roof over our head. So let's start talking about some of that.
Thank you, Joe. You know, the roof over our heads for many people involves a chimney. So that's part of the whole system. So we're going to look at a chimney clinic today, issues and answers. Now, Joe, I'm old enough that on old-time TV, I remember the program Issues and Answers, and they would have Senator Ferndocker on there.
Oh, yeah.
And John, the host, would say, well, Senator Ferndocker, what do you think of the president's farm bill? And then Senator Ferndocker's job was to launch into the president why it was total trash and all of that. And it didn't matter who was on there. It was always the same thing. And I think of all the years I wasted watching that stuff. So today, issues and answers that hit home.
Yes.
Things that could really matter for you. Number one, what are some of the ways a chimney can leak? That's a good question. So they can leak from the exterior. So exterior leaks and interior leaks. So the chimney has materials it's made of. It could be siding. A lot of times if you have siding, well, all the time if you have siding, you'll have some type of wood trim on it. You know, those white boards that run up and down the chimney.
Right.
That kind of thing. If it's brick, you're going to have brickwork and masonry. And, folks, I'm about to tell you something that's a little-known fact in Memphis. Jo Garner doesn't even know this. She's been waiting to hear what answer is.
I'm just waiting here, anticipating.
In Memphis, on brick chimneys, of course, they have mortar between the bricks, right? Like cement, right? Mm-hmm. Well, cement is not just cement. It has sand in it. I don't know why, but and it may just be a Memphis thing relating to the sand available here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we know a chimney is leaking when you rub your finger along that mortar and it just falls out like rubbing salt off a pretzel.
Whoa.
Or something like that. It's too much sand in the mortar, and it just falls out between the bricks and has leaks and fissures, and that can be a leak source. We can help you with that up to an extent, but probably on that, you also need to seal the outside of the chimney, with a coating, to protect that. So whether it's the siding or the trim or the masonry or the bricks, those can be reasons for the chimney metals, materials, but also chimneys often, they do have metals, whether it's step flashing or what might be called sidewall or counter flashing around the chimney. Joe, if that stuff gets messed up, you're going to have leaks. When we come back, I'll go to question two, and we'll get into some detail there.
We've got a lot to cover. We got Doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances? We're going to hear it more from Ed Hill when we come back. We're going to hear from Mark McLaurin, Refrigeration Unlimited. He's a heating and air guy with some tips, and I'll be covering some more on finances. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
I'm Troy McDonald.
And I'm Lynn McDonald.
With the Aaron McDonald Insurance Agency.
From Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And now back to your host, Joe Garner.
That's an old song from the 60s.
I've never heard that
song. Dr. Casey. We're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We're talking about Doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator for home purchases and refinances. I can make the process easy. We can find the exact right mortgage product for you. Give me a call at 901-482-0354 directly or text me there. Or you can connect with me at jogarner.com. In the studio, we have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing and also a chimney guy. So, Ed, how do we contact you?
Hey, the easiest way is just text or call me directly on my cell phone. Just about 18 hours a day, literally. 901-273-6594. We'll say that again later.
Okay, and if you want to call us live today, which is April 6, 2024, it is 901-535-WREC. All right, so we're going to do something we like to do. It is the Talk Shop business tip for real estate pros. And Talk Shop is a marketing company. They offer free education to equip and networking to engage and marketing to empower our business community here in the Memphis area. And it's sponsors. Our sponsors are the ones with Talk Shop who make all of that free stuff available. Mark McLaurin of Refrigeration Unlimited he's one of those sponsors who's very generous in supporting business owners around the community. Mark, I know you've got a tip for us. You are the HVAC strategist. We call you that because you go in and not only do you fix the problem, but you fix the source of the problem and save customers a lot of money doing it. But Mark McLaurin of Refrigeration Unlimited, what is our Talk Shop business tip for our listeners today?
Okay, Joe and Ed, how y'all doing?
Pretty good.
I will also say that a chimney is a very bad way to vent a combustible natural gas appliance.
We see that a lot, Mark. Or a water heater. Yeah.
We got better solutions. You can call me and we can talk more about that. But my tip for the week is we're in that really weird season where people are using their heat at night and they're maybe turning their air conditioner on in the day. They should always consider changing their batteries. A lot of systems are still, thermostats are still ran by batteries due to the lack of wires in the wall. We can, run new wiring to make them what we call power stealing from the air handler or the furnace that would power it up without the use of batteries. But change your batteries every maybe when you change seasons, you know, that go from daylight savings time to non-daylight savings time.
Right.
Change the batteries.
Duracell batteries or
any kind of alkaline battery is best. And the other thing is too, with that in mind, is don't, it's just so tempting to go turn on the air conditioner, just flip it over from heat to cool. That's a really bad idea. I was just at a place last week where the fan motor on the outdoor air conditioner was completely froze up. It was literally just stuck from rust and I was able to free it, but that could damage an air conditioner. So that's my two tips.
I tell you what, you're just good, Mark McLaurin with Refrigeration Unlimited. How do we best contact you?
901-216-7782. We take that call 7 days a week.
All right. That number again is?
901-216-7782.
Thank you, Mark McLaurin. And I know you're out doing a job, so we'll catch up with you a little later. All right, so back to Ed Hill. And Ed, you know, we're talking about doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances? And you were going gangbusters talking about the health of our chimneys. So let's continue on that track for a minute.
Well, yeah, Joe, if you just joined us, we're talking about why does my chimney leak? Well, it could be a lot of reasons. So number two, how can a homeowner tell the difference between a structural issue, like how the house was built, and a roof issue relating to the chimney? Well, Joe, to be honest, sometimes they can't. You can think about it mm-hmm. for weeks and months, and you'll never figure it out thinking about it in most cases. Mm-hmm. And that's when you need a roofer. Now, chimneys are not our main thing, but they are part of the roofing system.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, many times, and we have to deal with the materials on the chimney and the flashing and the bullet holes in the chimneys. Yes, you heard that right.
The bullet holes.
There can be bullet holes in your roof, and only a roofer is going to find those, and they could be in your chimney. But so that's why you need a roofer, and rarely we may recommend that you contact a chimney company that has those, you know, Joe, like you go to the doctor and they have the scope with the light on it and the camera. We don't want to get too deep into that. But anyway, chimney companies can do that, and they can find from the inside, they can see where light is coming in.
Right.
You know, using that equipment. But let me give you an example. If you have rain dripping into the actual hearth area where you put the logs, or you have the gas log in the, literally in the fireplace of the chimney, that is almost always the chimney cap up top. You know, not at the roof, but on top of the chimney, and it's needs to be repaired or resealed or something, and it's dripping into the fireplace. Just about every time it's that.
Uh-huh.
But if you have gray spots while it's raining that turn into what look like tea stains on your ceiling in the living room or den or the bedroom where the chimney is, that is usually related to the exterior of the chimney, whether it's bad mortar in the bricks or rotten siding and trim and that kind of thing. So that's a pretty good clue. And number three, what are sources of chimney exterior leaks, like the actual structure on the outside of the chimney? Well, write these down and go out after the program, look up at your chimney like you're going to look at the eclipse on April 8th. Don't look so high, though, but just look at the chimney. And what you're looking for is, do I have rotten siding on my chimney? Well, how do I know it's rotten, Brother Ed? Because it's going to look like, what is wrong with that?
Right, you're going to see the difference.
You're going to say, that doesn't look right. Rotten fiberboard siding or wood siding, rotten trim, you know, those white boards usually that run down the corners of the chimney. If they're messed up looking, it's probably leaking there.
Right.
Or damaged or poorly done chimney flashing work. Joe, I've seen chimneys that look like the workers took a Campbell's soup can and just pounded that bad boy out and just stuck it on the chimney, just like vicious looking metalwork, like just ridiculous. I mean, that is so 1940s. Are you hearing me, people? If you go out and say, man, that is some ugly looking flashing on that chimney, you may be looking at the suspect right there where it's leaking. Our flashing, on the other hand, is custom metal flashing. And it's like the kids say, Joe, it's fleek.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I've waited years to use that word. So I got to find a new word now. But it's nice looking. So, or rusted out chimney caps. In some cases, we can deal with that, or we can point you to several people like the blacksmith we know in our networking chapter. He could help with that. Fissures in the masonry and bricks on the stone. Maybe you have a stone chimney.
I've seen those.
Leak City people.
Oh, and they also have that mortar you're talking about with too much sand
in it. And everything about a stone chimney is completely irregular, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has multiple opportunities to leak. And here's one. If you look at your chimney and you don't see the cricket up there anymore, that could be the problem.
And what's a cricket?
Well, we're not talking about the insect, but think of it like a tiny little roof, a raised part behind the back of the chimney. So when the water comes down the slope, that raised part forces the water to run around the chimney instead of hitting the back of it. And you say, well, I don't think I ever had one of those. Well, that could be your problem right there, and we can help with all this stuff. Then number four, Joe, my last one. What is a good one-and-done approach to solving chimney issues? Short answer, call me, Ed Hill, Masters Roofing. You can text or call 901-273-6594. We are the chimney rescue specialist.
You're the chimney rescue specialist. Right, I believe you.
Now, what do we do? Let me run through this sequence real quick. We remove the chimney exterior and install proper adhesive and impermeable barrier, synthetic underlayment, step flashing or counter flashing, and new shingles around the chimney. Then replace the existing siding with either cement fiberboard siding or PVC trim. Then caulk, paint, or clad the chimney exterior with vinyl siding and trim. For brick chimneys, we perform the initial steps mentioned above, then seal the existing chimney fissures or cracks in the masonry patch and maybe even seal it. That's what we do, Joe.
Yeah, if you couldn't write all that down.
Or you had no idea what I was talking about, you are a perfect candidate for a roofer to help you.
And you can catch this podcast on Monday at jogarner.com, and it's got show notes and pictures and all that stuff in there, so we took some notes for you. But Ed Hill of Masters Roofing, how do we contact you, Ed?
901-273-6594. Joe, my work here is done. I'm going home.
Oh, don't leave. Don't leave me up here, Ed. He's not
all right,
leaving.
I'll stick around.
I'll stick around, yeah. Well, there's more to talk about. Today we're talking about doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances. And we're going to get into a little bit later about credit, but, you know, the higher your credit score, the lower cost you pay when you borrow, buy a car or a house or any major item. It's important to have that really as high as you can. I've had people say, well, how do you get your score so high? Well, I'll tell you, there's a site that a lady from Equifax told me about years ago, and it's still true. It is myfico.com. That's my, and then like M-Y, and then FICO, F as in Frank, I-C-O.com,
myfico.com.
It'll tell you exactly how they, well, not exactly, but it'll give you a more exact picture of how that's done, what you can do to get your scores as high as possible. But you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your home buying journey or your refinance journey as your lender. I can make the process of mortgage easy. Connect with me at jogarner.com. And we're going to be talking more about that, your finances. When we come back, we'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hey, Joe, as a mortgage expert, what golden nuggets are in your book to guide in overcoming appraisal obstacles?
Well, in the book, we share various stories about how people got around obstacles with the home appraisal, like how to cover and deal with repairs and ways to fund those repairs after closing if needed, how to deal with low appraisal values, and more.
There's a lot more in Joe's book, Choosing the Best Mortgage, the Quickest Way to the Life You Want. Pick up your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or jogarner.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Drawn.
And I'm Shelley Rothman of Griffin, Clift, Everton, and Mashmeyer Law Firm in Memphis, Tennessee.
You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop.
And now back to your host, Joe Garner.
That's a little weird, Al Yankovic, like a surgeon.
That's why he's so weird.
Got your kidneys on my mind. Yeah, today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, we're talking about doctor, what's the health of the roof or chimney over my head and my finances. We have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing in the house.
Hey.
How do we contact you, Ed?
Hey, just text or call me 901-273-6594.
And I'm Joe Garner. I'm your host. I'm a mortgage loan officer. And I tell you, it is a joy to be on the journey with people who are buying homes. Maybe they're buying they're a first-time home buyer. Maybe they're buying their second, third, or 30th home, and I've got people who now are saying, hey, these credit cards are eating me alive. I'm paying double-digit interest on these things. What can we do? We're doing a refinance and combining all of that into one single-digit fixed rate interest rate, and it is making a world of difference, positive difference in their life. So whatever your journey is, I'd love to be on it. Wherever you are in the country, we're broadcasting out of Memphis, the Mid-South. But wherever you are, I'd love to be on the journey. Connect with me at jogarner.com. And let's start talking about how to get some good health with our finances. Now, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't play one on the radio. But I'm not a certified financial planner, but I am a licensed mortgage officer. I've been sitting across the desk and over the phone with people for over 30 years. I've learned a few things, Ed, about what works with people's finances, and I am here to share with you some common denominators that I have seen with clients. I shared a little bit of it earlier in the show and how they handled their finances, and here are some common denominators of clients whose families have become very wealthy. Number one, it is important to have plenty of emergency fund money. And for salaried people, a lot of the gurus online and in books and stuff I've read, a lot of them say if you're salaried, you're stable income, you need to have a minimum of 6 months worth of expenses available in an emergency fund. You've also got self-employed people, and I've heard so many different versions of this, but if you're 100% commission or you're self-employed in your own business, a lot of these gurus say you need a whole year of expenses in an emergency fund. And I know several years ago, we've been on the show for over 10 years, they were like, that's too long, Joe. And then COVID hit, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's why we have a whole year's worth of emergency fund. Number two, earn more than you spend or spend less than you earn. And I used to serve on the financing ministry at my church years ago, and it was amazing to me that people who came to us for budget counseling didn't know what they spent each month. Mm-hmm. Then I realized I didn't even know how much I spent each month for me. But some of them, they had a challenge. You know, maybe it was a medical expense or something was going on with their families, and they would come in for budget counseling. And the Lucelli was the guy who was heading that up, and I was his gopher, his assistant, and I learned a lot from them. But he had them go back 3 to 6 months bank statements and pay stubs and categorize out every single expense. So, hey, if you can do the whole year, that's great. Most people couldn't. So he did 3 to 6 months just to kind of get an idea of what they were spending, what they were making. And, of course, adding in, you have to add in the once a year, twice a year stuff you pay, like car insurance and car tags and things like that. But most people were shocked at what they spent. And they couldn't believe, wow, I was spending that much on you know, nights out, going out and entertainment and all this. We don't even need that. We can do the same thing over here with a lot less money. So I would recommend, if you really want to take a look at your financial health, do that. Take your bank statements out or your credit card statements, things like that, and make a list and have a category like this is what I pay in rent or my house note. This is what I pay for food. This is what I pay for insurance. This is what I pay for this and that and the other. At the end of it, and for me, I could not imagine sitting down and doing all of that. So at the time, we had iPods and stuff back then. I just set up my tunes. Today, you can do it on YouTube to set up your mix and hit play and set your timer. I'm going to do this for 2 hours, and that I'm done. You will find out a lot in 2 hours, Ed, about your finances.
Yeah.
And then now you're in a position to say, you know what? I don't even need to be paying all this over here. I'm going to cancel this, cancel that. I'm not even using it. You'll be amazed at how much money you can free up. And you're going to feel good about yourself. And your family is going to feel really good about you because you are putting money back into the discretionary money pile.
I think what you're describing there, Joe, is like we were talking about chimneys and why they leak and discovering why. It's not always obvious. I think that people need to realize that and it's easy to get started by calling Joe, and Joe kind of does on the financial side what I do on the roofing side. If you have financial leaks, you may not even be able to sit down and figure it out. That's what Joe's here for.
Right.
It's easy to get started. Just I don't know how to do that, Joe. Can you help me?
You
absolutely
know, the best number, you can call me, you can text me even, 901-482-0354, and we can help you get your eye on your finances to stop some leaks.
Yeah,
and your finances. Thank you, Ed.
Hey, Joe, it's possible that people could have so many leaks in their finances that it, if they could, those could be resolved,
right,
they would have the money for down payment or a house payment.
And they may even be able to go on that vacation they didn't think they could take. Okay, so earlier, we did a reel earlier about credit scores. The higher your credit scores, the lower your cost when you go to borrow.
Right.
So ratchet up your credit score to ratchet down the price of your mortgage rate. And I had a quick story. I've shared it before on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Philip and Farrah Fenton, not their real name, of course, but they had been married for over a year. You know, they were had a growing family, and they didn't. They were living in this little cramped, tiny house in a family member's backyard, okay? But now they had to think about their family, their children coming and all of that. And Philip's credit score was suffering because some of the bills he had not paid and others he had racked up during his college days, because this is a young couple. In order to put himself and his family in a better position, Philip and I talked about his plans. He told me his plans. He disciplined himself with the help of his wife to aggressively pay down the balances on his revolving credit card accounts. This is important because this is like 30% of your score. We talked about that site, myfico.com. It'll tell you. You know, if you can show that on your revolving accounts, like your credit cards, that you only use a small portion of your credit limits, like less than 30%, less than 25%, that is going to add points to the board on your credit scores, assuming you make your payments on time, right?
Right.
Now, if you pay, if you have balances that are over 50% usage, it doesn't, even though you're making your payments on time, it's going to take points away from your credit score. It doesn't like it when you're using over 50%. So let's say you had a $1,000 credit limit. You would never want to use more than like $250, $300 of that credit limit at any time during the month. Keep it low. But if you use over $500, even $501, it's going to take points away. So remember that. And Philip used that because instantly, I say instantly, within a 30-day cycle, his scores had already gone up just because he paid down those revolving accounts. Good little tip. Another one is stay away from 12 months same as cash. 12 months same as cash, I've had people call me and say, well, I bought my furniture, but I did it on a 12 month same as cash. I don't have to make a payment for a year. I'm like, okay, they just killed their credit score by about 30% probably. And now the debt ratio, we still have to count it as a contingent debt. So it's very high on those. So stay away from 12 months same as cash. Older accounts like credit card accounts, if they're older, they and you make them on time, make the payment on time, and you keep the usage down, can help you even more than a newer account. So remember these little credit items. Philip and Farrah played the credit score game and won that game, and they were so proud. The first thing I would say if you're on that journey, Ed, is go to annualcreditreport.com. That's annualcreditreport.com. The government allows you a chance to pull your credit once a year, annualcreditreport.com, on all three credit bureaus, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. You're going to see if there's any errors on there, first of all, and you're also going to be able to have a bird's eye view of what percentage of your revolving accounts you've got borrowed up. So now you can start working on getting that credit score down. But there's a lot of things you can do for free. And before you run out and hire a credit repair person, call your mortgage, your experienced mortgage officer. I would love to be on that journey with you. But they can usually give you a lot of free advice. And myfico.com is another source of free advice.
Joe, I'm thinking that listeners, probably a lot of your listeners have all this squared away, but you know somebody in your family, friend, coworker, whatever. I mean, when Joe is doing that numbers stuff, I got to be honest, people, my eyes glaze over because I'm not a numbers guy. I know people who are, but I'm not. And maybe you know somebody like me.
Well,
they don't ever have to understand it. What needs to happen is you need to introduce them to Joe Garner.
Well, thank you, Ed.
And Joe will take it from there.
Yeah, it's easy to get started.
So what's that number again?
You can call me directly after the show at 901-482-0354 or connect with me at jogarner.com for your mortgage, and we can look at some of this stuff. It's amazing, and it is so much fun when you get to the other side and you've got now a good credit score and you're in the house that you wanted instead of still renting across the street. So anyway, you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am your host, Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. Connect with me at jogarner.com. In the house, we have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing and also talking about chimney clinics today. And Ed, how do we contact you?
Text or call 901-273-6594.
All right. When we come back, we've got some more stuff for you talking about doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Susan David of WebAndStoryMedic.com in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
Give me the news. That is Robert Plant. Yes, on Real Estate Mortgage Shop today, we're talking about doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your mortgage journey on your home purchase or refinance, cash out refinance. Maybe you're combining a bunch of double-digit credit card debt into that one low single interest rate. So connect with me, jogarner.com. In the house, we have Ed Hill of Masters Roofing. And Ed, how do we contact you?
901-273-6594.
All right. We're going to do something we like to do every week. Real estate tip of the week. And I believe, Ed Hill, you have our real estate tip of the week.
I have one. Do a walk around on your home. I'd say at least once a month. If you see something that doesn't look right, relating to the roof or chimney, call me. We do roof replacement. We do lots of roof repairs. We rescue a lot of chimneys. We paint inside and out. We can replace siding. We do new gutter systems. Almost anything with the exterior of the home, we can help you with that. But my advice is this, like on your chimney, if it's leaking and you see something obviously that doesn't look right with the chimney, call us, because if we get hurt, you don't have to pay the hospital bill, right?
Well, that's good.
I mean, unless you're really in good shape, have the right equipment and all that, you're risking a hospital stay by climbing on the roof.
Oh,
it looks easy on the ground,
but
it's not.
Very risky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how do we contact you, Ed?
Just text or call 901-273-6594.
All right, so I've got a quick tip. National Association of Realtors, a couple of years ago, and I believe this is still true, they did a random survey, and they said that homeowners are 40% wealthier than renters.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, your house goes up in value over time, right?
Right.
And renters have nothing to show for value on where they've lived. They paid rent if they built the wealth of the landlord, but not themselves.
And they have no control over that monthly payment rising.
Right. So my tip to you is, if you want to buy a house, you've considered it, maybe you've held back because you're like, I don't want to go through all that. I don't think I can do that. I don't have enough money down. Call me and talk to me. You are going to be pleasantly surprised. Sometimes we have to take a couple steps before we can get there, but it's easier than you think. And my team, mortgage team and I, we concentrate on making the mortgage process easy. We have all kinds of ways to make that easier. Connect with me at jogarner.com.
Hey, Joe, in a medical analogy, if I've got to go to the emergency room, I don't have to understand everything to go to the emergency room, right?
Right.
I just go.
You just know you want something, you need help.
There may be listeners in that situation financially, mortgage, all that, or they know somebody. You don't have to know the answers. You just have to know who. That's Joe Garner.
Well, thank you, Ed. Well, I've got some announcements. Talk Shop is one of our major sponsors, and Talk Shop, they equip with education, engage by offering connection opportunities between business people, and they empower businesses in a supportive community. Talk Shop meets in person every Wednesday here in the Memphis area, 9 o'clock Central at Concord Career College. 5100 Poplar First Floor. And this, you can also come online and join us on Zoom. Go to talkshoppe.com and click on the events tab. You'll see the link to get into that Zoom meeting this Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, 9 a.m. Sources of retirement income, Ben Hunter and Emmanuel Corliss of Independent Planning Group will be presenting some ideas on various things, and you may not have even thought of some of these things. So Ben Hunter and Manny Corliss, Independent Planning Group. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like Keith Potts. He is a business coach with Evolve Business Coaching. Keith Potts helps businesses put together winning strategies for where they want to go. Connect with Keith Potts, Keith at evolvebusinesscoaching.net. Thank you to Talk Shop sponsor Brett Carter of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone for your contributions to our business community, Brett, through Talk Shop. When you experience a fire, flood, or biohazard in your home or office, don't go it alone. Call Brett Carter of ServiceMaster by Cornerstone, 901-832-6005. And again, say thank you to closing attorneys, real estate attorneys, Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman of Griffin Clift, Everton and Mashmeyer Law Firm. For your home purchase or refinance, contact Shelley and Rob at 901-752-1133. Subscribe to Real Estate Mortgage Shop at jogarner.com. You'll get our podcast show notes every week. And we want to remind you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. Got a couple of quotes here, Ed. Okay. One's from one of my favorite comedians, Irma Bombeck. She says, never go to a doctor whose office plants have died. good wisdom there, Irma Bombeck. Here's another one from Groucho Marx. A hospital bed is a parked taxi with the meter running. Oh, my gosh. Both of these are so true. But today we've been talking about, doctor, what's the health of the roof over my head and my finances? And, Ed, is there anything else you want to add?
Listen, you have roof problems, leaks, that kind of thing. Not even sure what you got going on there. You can call me. The advice is free. Our inspections are free.
Yes.
Unless I don't like you, and then I may charge you. But I love all your listeners. So, you know, what can I say?
You're in good hands. I've used you. You even helped me go through the gauntlet of the insurance process. But and I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I can make that process easy. I have all kinds of special products that can help you get in for less money than you could ever imagine and lower than market interest rates for some products. Connect with me at jogarner.com. We've been talking with you this Saturday, and next Saturday we're going to talk with you again. You're free to connect with us during the week. We'll see you guys back next Saturday.